The reason I'm reciting those things to you is because I can tell that we're getting to the point where a question is going to start being asked, which is, why should we learn foreign languages other than if English happens to be foreign to one? Why bother to learn another one when it's getting to the point where almost everybody in the world will be able to communicate in one? I think there are a lot of reasons, but I first want to address the one that you're probably most likely to have heard of, because actually it's more dangerous than you might think. And that is the idea that a language channels your thoughts, that the vocabulary and the grammar of different languages gives everybody a different kind of acid trip, so to speak. That is a marvelously enticing idea, but it's kind of fraught. So, it's not that it's untrue completely. So, for example, in French and Spanish, the word for table is, for some reason, marked as feminine. So, la table, la mesa, you just have to deal with it. It has been shown that if you are a speaker of one of those languages and you happen to be asked how you would imagine a table talking, then much more often than could possibly be an accident, a French or a Spanish speaker says that the table would talk with a high and feminine voice. So if you're French or Spanish, to you a table is kind of a girl, as opposed to if you are an English speaker.